I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. The pandemic and return-to-school policies are affecting children at risk of abuse and neglect. I talked with Brooke Hendricks about it. She's from the Quad Cities Child Abuse Council.
Calls with reports of child abuse were down over 50% across the state. So that was a little scary because we knew that child abuse hadn't decreased by 50%. If anything, it had probably increased due to the increased risk in homes.
Hendricks says teachers, coaches, clergy, and others who are required to report child abuse and neglect lost access to children in mid-March. That's when schools and child care centers closed to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
And with that adaptation comes certain measures that can be put in place to check in on kids. And you're seeing that in a lot of the schools' return to learn plans. Even families who choose the 100% remote learning, there's weekly video check-ins with those kids. Schools are ramping up their counselor staff. They're making access more available for kids and families to reach out if they have questions or concerns.
Stressful situations, such as custody battles, had to wait as family courts stopped hearing cases for a couple of months. The Quad Cities Child Abuse Council switched to providing services by phone and online. Hendricks says only the Child Protection Center in Muscatine remained open to conduct medical examinations and forensic interviews for children affected by abuse or neglect. Without access to grandparents and other adults, many parents call the council to ask about changes in their kids' behavior.
That increased stress and that increased isolation all increase the risk of child abuse. So really we just need to continue to look out for one another, to check in on our neighbors and our friends. And even though we're still limited in how we can be together, find those creative ways to do so. So leaving a message of some sort on a neighbor's doorstep with a game to play for the kids, or a restaurant gift card for a family who you know is struggling, just to ease any stress, can help reduce that risk.
The pandemic and lockdown interrupted family routines, and the added stress felt by adults is felt by children too, but they deal with it in different ways. The local Child Abuse Council has created Facebook groups for parents to connect with each other, and Hendricks says client groups meet virtually to give moms and dads a chance to talk to someone besides their own children.
And the other piece is, again, just as adults, it's up to us to protect kids. So whether you're a mandated reporter or not, it is up to us to make sure that kids are able to live healthy, happy childhoods. So we really just need to watch out for all kids and make sure that we're reporting any suspicions of child abuse or neglect.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.